Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. Well, I've pressed record.
Straight in. He's back from holiday, and he's back to business.
Listen, I've got...
How are you, old friend?
Yeah, I'm really good. Let me show you this first. I'm experimenting with a new microphone.
Now, oh, I thought that was a little ball droid that Luke Skywalker lightsabered on the Millennium Falcon in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope.
Because like that would have been... Yeah. Zoom, zoom, and it keeps getting zapped. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
On that would have been... Yeah, that would be... Yeah, because you asked me how my holiday was and I was in... Where that was the world, that was the universe that I went into.
Yeah.
It was good.
So you're just back from a little known place called Florida.
And I was, my goal was, sub goal, was to look out for actual on the ground Florida people. And
you probably saw a few Florida people, but like there's Florida people and then there's Florida people.
I don't think I did. This was the weirdest thing.
It's all
thing.
A lie. It's all a sham.
Yeah, there's nobody in Florida lives in Florida. Okay, so I only saw tourists. And here's a story I've got. We were in the queue for Rise of Resistance. And Rise of Resistance is this Star Wars experience ride. And okay. We went on it the last time we went, but we were able to get on it in the heat. So we got into the ride. And then there's two kind of lanes. And we went through, there's three of us, so we went bang, bang, bang. In the meantime, one of another person's party was going in the next lane to us. What happened?
Okay.
So the moment you come out of those kind of like entry lanes, you merge. So we've got one guy just on his own in front of us and his family, three others, let's say, are behind us. So we're like a sandwich made of a foreign tourist family. So I said, I was getting really worked up because I didn't think that he should have done that. I thought that his majority of people were behind and therefore...
Do you think he was trying to like get in front so that you would maybe recognize that they were together and let the rest of them in or something?
I think so. I think that... Yeah. That's I couldn't understand what else. Now, really, it's one to two to three or whatever people in front. That doesn't change my experience. But what it does do is tells me more about the psychology of people. So I said out loud, but what I thought was under my breath, I thought what would be really a really good idea. I'm probably saying it as loud as I did then, actually. What would be a really good idea? And bearing in mind, I said this whilst we're in this situation. So there's the that family. By the way, sorry, I didn't even mention this bit. We've now gone. This is ridiculous. Let's just stand back, let the family through. Right?
Ah, so, see, it did work.
So they did that. Yeah, yeah. If that was his plan, it worked. So I, a few meters round into the queue line, and I say, what would be a really good idea is if there was like a Reddit subreddit thing. Where you call out people who push in and the ride that they pushed in on and maybe even get a photograph of the people. So there is a database, a global database.
Yeah.
Well, Michelle got very angry with me because she thought I was far too loud. And then I did this very British thing, which I'm not proud of. As soon as I said it, I thought, fuck... Which was, they probably don't understand anyway. I think they were foreigners. I know. Why did Yeah, what did they do? I went so...
You're a Florida man. You are a Florida man. You realize that. This is how all the shit begins. They're innocent and they just think they're doing the right thing. And
then I'm there spending the remainder of this uncomfortableness thinking, what would George Costanza do? And I thought it was just double down on it. So I kept on saying, I don't think there is a problem with what I said. So I don't even mind if they heard. But
I'm waving that through. I'm going to wave that through. That's fine.
So the thing is, I'd like to apologise publicly for my outburst. I do still agree. I think there's something in a global database of people who queue jump.
I don't disagree. I wish there was a way that a few weeks ago, before you were heading out, if you would have told me that the first recording we do once you're back, have you uttering the words, "I would like to publicly apologize for my outburst." The expectation would be so. The story's fine. Don't get me wrong, but I just what has he done? It's a disease. He's caught the disease the Florida man disease.
I think I caught the sun. Actually, I think that's what it was. I'm not used to the sun. I was behaving badly.
You still got your pink beard.
I think there were probably more incidents of which I'll kind of like drop in. But we had a good refresh. I've realised how I want to spend all my time on a holiday. And not doing any actual work, but I realise that's it. Now, over to you. The last time that we spoke, you had your foot aloft in some sort of cast situation. How is your foot?
It's fine. I am still in a loft, but my foot is not aloft. No, where I'm in the loft. That's where I record from.
Nice.
Top floor. No, all good. All good. Back to being a duopod? Is that what they call it? What's the thing? Monopod? What's tripod? What's something with two legs?
Pedal.
Duopod?
Pedal. Isn't it?
Pedophile? No.
Bipedal.
Biped. That's it.
Biped.
That's it. Look at this. I'm glad you're here, buddy. I'd been lost without you there. No, right. All good. All good. That's here we are. I mean, these people have come to listen to A to Z of Idiots, and they've got the C and K of Idiots so far with Chris and Kevin. Should we crack on?
More of the
Florida man stuff is so. Just because they haven't been away for a week or that's 3 weeks, you've been away.
I've been away,
but let's remind everybody what's going on. So this is not Florida man stuff. You are the Florida man stuff today, but this is not the Florida man podcast. Yeah. This is the Florida men podcast. But we're talking about idiots from around the world, alphabetically, and
correct.
And in your panicked state when we first started talking to each other today, your question was, "What letter are we up to today?" Is it S? And the answer is yes, it is.
Yes. What I usually do is I usually find a story that I go, "I like that story. Where can I pinch the letter from?" Okay, but I saw this one a long, long time ago. And I was happy that it was S because it was like I wanted to do this and because it was there was a reason for it. I could have attached it to other letters, but I'm pleased we're at this story. I think I've got a cracking story, but I don't know that my next question therefore is who it's you're pointing at yourself. You're going first.
That's always your question. Yeah, I had to. The reason I knew it was S is I listened back to episode R just this morning, so I kind of figured out that I was second. So I mean, they know that they just listened to R. We didn't know that because you've been away, and I'm about to go away. I haven't even told you that I'm going away in 2 weeks. I'm going to
Canada. What?
No, nor silly and boring like that. No, I'm going to Crete. I'm going to be a Cretan for a week.
Oh wow, that's a hot place as well, isn't it?
Honestly, I'm loving the fact that it's finally cooled off in London. I am comfortable, and what am I going to do? Just go back to somewhere really hot and sunny. So there you go.
I've never known heat like Florida. You get that humidity. Well, one more story before we go on, right? Before you go on,
sure.
The letter S. It stands for sweat. We were in Manchester Airport. And all of the frustrations and the stress of getting your cases in, move here, go there, go through security, all that sort of stuff. And we end up going, let's get something to eat. And I'm just about cooling down. In the queue for somewhere to eat, I look down at myself in my T-shirt and I can see just below my boob line is a little band of sweat. And I was like, look at my T-shirt, I look a fucking dick. And I look at all all these people in Manchester Airport are going to look at this guy, me, thinking, what a sweaty freak. In Florida, that happened as soon as you left the building. And by the end of the holiday, it's like you were just looking at people going, yeah, I know that T-shirt was a different color when you put it on.
You should move to Florida. You would fit right in. I mean, it's funny because I've met your wife. She's a lovely lady. how does she cope with, like, what, how are you still together?
I know, I absolutely agree. And the other thing was, spotting playing a game in my own head of looking at what people's sweat patches were, thinking, what were they carrying? So you could see, like...
Oh, they're like, what state did it look like on a map? Norway.
Yeah, you could see clear rucksack sort of sweat patches. It was just... anyway, so I've decided, embrace the sweat. If it's going to happen, it happens. You've got to get on.
Did you fly out of Manchester in the morning or in the evening?
Morning, on the way there.
So here's a question, because I had a conversation with a couple of American friends at work yesterday. We were talking about flying and going on holiday while living in the UK. And I made comment that they had never seen before of when you fly out of a UK airport to somewhere sunny. When you're going on the same flight as a bunch of people going on holiday, there's this thing, and I've never seen it in Canada. I'm sure it happens around the world in other places, but it doesn't matter what time in the morning, 3 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., there's just pints. Everybody's just getting shit-faced. First thing in the morning going on holiday. Did that happen in Manchester? Manchester's a bigger airport. It might have been more business travel there, but I've seen it in Manchester before.
That's exactly right. And people...
It feels British. It feels like a very British thing. You're having your bacon, eggs, and a beer.
When you get through security... I mean, I don't drink. I did have a couple of alcoholic drinks whilst we were over there, but I decided not to. But the thing is, you're absolutely right that once you get through security, they couldn't announce it any better. Maybe with a card saying you are now free to get fucked. you just walk in and people are going pints, pubs are full and stuff, and it's. I think there's a Britishness about that part of the airway. It's almost like, well, we've come on holiday. This is where the holiday begins.
Yeah. I think like other parts of the world, like you go on holiday and you're like, you go to the executive lounge and you think you're like Don Draper from Mad Men having a nice like scotch or something, like sipping Elliot. Not in the UK. You just, as many pints as you can, so you don't even have to think about the airplane or the lack of legroom, I guess.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Should we tell some stories? I mean, we're 10, 12 minutes in now, and like we haven't even
proper holiday advice, though, I think, for those people who are planning next summer's holiday.
That's the next podcast.
Let's go with the letter S.
Now, this story has been a bit of a Swiss Army knife for me, because this was going to be my first story for the letter A back in the episode A from the beginning of the alphabet, because that's the first letter of the alphabet. And I went to my story about a guy setting fire to a bunch of ants.
Yes.
Then it was going to be R last week, and then I changed it because I had a story about a reverend who put potato chips on his nipples. It's just you know, fun. But I like the story, and it works for S too. So I'm sure we all have stories like that. You know, it is how it is. Let's go. This is from Quartz magazine. It looks fancy. It looks like kind of like some sort of weird like.
I think I've never heard of this.
QZ.com. It's like a businessy kind of thing, I think. Yeah. Business magazine. Here we go. My S is for spoiler, by the way. Like spoiler alert.
Nice.
All right. So here's a story. A Russian engineer in Antarctica stabbed a colleague for spoiling his books. Now, not spoiling as in like getting a moldy. You know, like spoiling the story kind of thing. Here we go. This is from 2018.
Opening a book, shitting in it, and then clap together.
It's like soiling. Soiling. So this is two men in a remote outpost in Antarctica. So we've got scientific engineer Sergei Savitsky, 55 years old.
I like the fact you went for an accent on that.
Savitsky. Allegedly stabbed welder Oleg Belogusov, 52 years old. And is charged with attempted murder. So we got Sergei stabbed the welder. So the engineer, science guy, stabbed the welder, Oleg, and is charged with attempted murder.
Right.
His motivation...
There must be a reason for this.
Well, his motivation, Chris, since you ask, was literary. The engineer was fed up with the man telling him the endings of all the books in the, like, outpost. It's just silly. So Savitsky is accused of attempted murder and said to have stabbed his colleague with a kitchen knife in the canteen on the scientific outpost in Bellinghausen, Bellinghausen Station in King George Island, Antarctica. There's no entertainment. There's like, they had access to two Russian TV channels, a gym, a library, and a church. Population of the island, how many people live on this island, excluding scientists?
Oh, 8,000. Well, excluding
these two guys.
8,000.
25 people. So, I mean, the guy turned himself in, basically. He said he regrets his actions. He said he had an emotional breakdown arising from tensions in a confined space. Belogusov, Jesus. The guy that got stabbed, was transferred to a hospital in Chile, where he is in critical condition, but is expected to survive. So these two little scamps here, these little fellas, spent 6 months working together and were both avid readers. Now, the welder, the guy that got stabbed, apparently is a like speed reader. Yes. So he was blasting through all these books that the engineer hadn't read yet. And I guess there's not a lot to talk about. So he just kept basically saying, well, they got drunk one night, and I guess he'd been kind of spoiling the endings of these books for a while, and then it just kind of boiled over.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, this is a great line from the article here. Sadly, there is no indication of which books specifically prompted the crime. Like, that's what's important here.
I did consider to what extent, because, like, does this book have a big twist that you... I was thinking about... so. When you were saying, there's a story that I heard, I can't remember, I think it might have been Michelle's dad, and Charlie and him had been watching, independently of each other, but watching a program. I won't say it. I think this is how it goes, but I won't say which one it is, just in case I do the same job.
And I'll stab you.
Yeah, exactly. So Michelle's dad's asking Charlie, which episodes is he up to? And Charlie says, I don't know, I'm up to like the end of episode 2, where this guy does this. And then Michelle's there goes, oh yeah, he dies in episode 4. So Charlie goes, I'm not watching it then, that's it, it's over. So I totally get it, because I have seen what that can do to people.
So yeah, the article goes on just to wrap up here, this isn't a unique thing that happens in these little science stations in Antarctica. In 1983, a Chilean doctor burned down his research station to avoid another winter in Antarctica. And in 2016, Canadian Geographic, which is like National Geographic, the magazine, yes, but it's a Canadian version, has a story about a deadly 1959 chess match. A researcher killed his opponent with an axe in Russia's Vostok station. Just going like stir crazy, basically. In 2014, a 53-year-old teacher.
The chess match. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, what happened? So somebody lost and just.
A deadly chess match, they call it.
Yeah.
somebody lost a chess match in one of these stations and like just like. Got an axe and killed the other dude.
But did he win?
He won the fight. 2014, a 53-year-old former teacher from the Urals, sentenced to 8 years in a penal colony. Now, a penal colony just sounds worse than jail. It just sounds like hard work, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds stabbed a bit like 60... penis as well.
Well, I was waiting for that. remember back in our Florida... Podman days, Pinellas County. We still love Pinellas County. Yeah. We're just children, aren't we? This former teacher stabbed his 66-year-old friend to death during an argument over the merits of prose and poetry. The former teacher favored poetry, his friend prose, but they were drinking vodka. Anyways, that's it. So that's our little Russian guys up in or down in Antarctica, I suppose, depending on where you are in the world.
So. My guess is that your A would have been Antarctica and the R would have been reading.
Well, or Russia. And that's the thing is, I tried to like not really put my letters on where they're located, because that could be anywhere in the world, but reading would work. But, spoilers, stabbing, but spoiler is kind of, I think, the key thing. It was the cause of the whole story was a spoiler. So a spoiler. S for spoiler, I rest my case.
Brilliant. Brilliant. What a wonderful... This does not disappoint. I was thinking, I love what we do. I love these stories.
Somebody does.
It takes time to come up with one that's kind of like good. And I didn't know. I think the last few that I've done haven't really lit a spark. And I really enjoyed.
Now you said you've got a cracker of a story today.
Yeah, so I really like this, and I really like this because I saw the video of it first before I thought, "Ooh!" So it was one of the you find things without thinking. My letter S could be a few different things. Sardinia, and as you just said, I don't really want to say which place it's come from. So Sardinia is out. It could stand for. It could stand for sun because it was sunny, but what it actually stands for is the sea.
Okay.
So this is a maritime thing. Actually, it's not.
I'm assuming you're not talking to about the letter C, because if you're talking about the letter C, you've missed the brief completely.
Oh, yeah, that's right. it also stands for shore because it happens in the shore of the sea. Near a sandy beach. So there we go. Right. Okay.
Was there some sort of girl selling seashells there too, by any chance?
Probably. Here we go then. Locals brawl with tourists in beach carnage after they barged ashore in a dinghy. I've seen the dinghy.
Just the word dinghy is just a joy, isn't it?
It's not the. So what are you picturing when I said dinghy initially? What did you think?
I'm thinking. From your entire story, I'm thinking this is the start of Saving Private Ryan, but the inflatable version.
This is like more of a, well, it's got like inflatables, but it's definitely more.
Oh, it's on the side. It's got a motor. It's got a motor. It's like more like the hard, big bubble.
Yeah, that's right. It's heavy duty dinghy, right?
that's the name of my autobiography.
This is a video like shot in portrait.
Okay.
And so you're watching it, and you're going, "Well, there's a dinghy coming into there, and then what's happening here? You don't really understand it." And then, so I'm going to explain the story. You can watch the video if you want, but I don't think you get this story from the story. Yeah.
Okay. From the video.
From the video. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The video shows a beach goer. Oh, let me save that bit, actually. I'm going to save that bit because it's a really good ending.
Going off Christopher Nolan on us now.
The video, then, is the moment furious beachgoers fought off a group of wealthy visitors from a posh yacht. You see, now they've gone with the yacht. It's not even a posh yacht. It's not a dinghy. It's not a yacht. When they barged their way ashore on their dinghy. Astonishing video footage of the dispute shows one grey-haired local felling a wetsuited visitor.
This is surreal. I love it.
Good words, isn't it? The incident.
I just feel like this is like Leslie Nielsen storming the beach and like taking a bunch of ninjas or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The incident happened on the idyllic beach at Kalalunga Beach. On the La Maddalena Archipelago. You're laughing. Archipelago.
You got archipelago right. There's the first bit, the La Cucaracha with La Mancha.
La Maddalena.
If anybody ever accuses us of rehearsing this, they need to do a reality check.
Yeah. It's in the north of Sardinia, northern Sardinia region. Not only is the use. So here we go. Let's cut to the crimes inflicted. Not only is the use of motorized landing craft ruled dangerous for swimmers. It's a cove, right?
So chop your leg off.
Exactly. You know that's happened in. It says here, dangerous to swimmers, including children. They're swimmers, right?
I love it. It was excluding children.
But it also causes damage to the shallow lagoon's wildlife. So absolutely.
It makes sense.
So when, right, the Daily Mirror here, you can just see the face that the journalist is making. So when a swaggering group of wealthy holidaymakers believed to be Russian.
Russians are getting it. That's it. I like the fact that they say posh yacht. Is there any other kind of, like?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Average. We just call it, if I had a posh yacht, I'd call it pot. I'd just smash it together. Yeah. Pot, posh yacht. And then I get arrested because they think I'm smuggling drugs.
They landed and they faced a furious response from locals. I watched a film recently with Olivia
Newton-John.
No, she's Olivia Colman. And okay. Where she's on a beach on her own and a bunch of people who are locals sort of turn up and she doesn't like it. So I can empathize with this a lot. The angry mood exploded when one of the visitors apparently shoved a woman wearing a bikini out of the way as she tried to talk to him. So there she's going over going, hey, what the hell's this? That's dangerous. We're having a good time here. You shouldn't be doing this, dickheads. And this lady gets pushed back or shoved in the process. Now then, here's the bit that I omitted from the original story. It goes, within seconds, it says, her husband is seen flying through the air, landing a martial arts dropkick at the man's chest.
That's amazing.
And that is on video.
Jet Li.
What? Yeah, so the bit that I took out of the report earlier was, the video shows a beachgoer kung fu kicking someone he accuses of pushing his wife during the unsavory incident, and then it tells you that name that I butchered earlier. Now, as he rains down punch.
This is like Samuel L. Jackson. We should get Samuel L. Jackson to tell this story.
Is he furious? Whatever
he had, furious and rained down.
As he rains down punch after punch on him, he can be heard shouting, "You shoved my wife!"
Okay, maybe not Samuel Jackson.
Probably didn't do it in that accent, did he, actually? Then a second man in a wetsuit starts to grapple with him. This is the kind of Bond villain type guy. And a mob of locals then break up that particular fight. So, certain they're not welcome, the visitors clamber back on their boat and sail away.
Or should they be?
Here, to the jeers and catcalls of the locals. I don't need to go on. Just one final point. This is the resort manager, Francesco Vidal. Told
did you just have a stroke or something? He just kind of deflated.
Yeah, I can't. There's far too many vowels chuffed together in that one. Unfortunately, he says in his best English, unfortunately, I have to note a particular rudeness on the part of the foreign tourists.
Ooh.
Too often, the English and the Germans. Oh, hang on. Sorry. I'll do that better. The English and the Germans.
Has to be done.
Oh, and French. He's giving them French a sticking as well.
Russian.
They arrive in our sea and do not respect the rules. Monitoring 200 kilometres of coast is not easy. I want to see a film about this guy monitoring his 200 kilometres. And that is me letter S.
Wowzers. Action-packed. That's definitely one of the most action-packed stories we've had.
It is, isn't it? I like when it said flying through the air, raining punch after punch, grappling, all these really good words.
I would honestly, like, this episode, out of every episode we've done, out of everything, you know, both podcasts, this is the one episode I think we would be... It would be advantageous for us to reenact both stories.
Yeah, let's get it on video.
That's the next. That's the patch. That's for the gold member Patreon subscribers. You know,
that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
we.
I've got some books and a knife, so we.
Wait, you know how Gervais did the animated podcast?
Oh yeah,
we should. Well, I ain't got time to draw it. Let's go through it and act it out.
Yeah, was doing.
That's a really good idea, yeah. There we go. Right. I was trying to think what we do. I sometimes come in with a bit of a thing, but we spoke a lot about holidays at the beginning, so even the holiday.
Let's score these bitches.
Yeah. I've got my scorecard open. Let's just have a look. We have 60 people in scorecard.
That's a lot of idiots.
Was last week Radio 1, wasn't it? It's the Radio 1 one. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I had Reverend Crisps, Reverend whatever his
nipple,
name was.
Nipple Pockets. Now, I'm just making sure I had the latest list. Right, okay, so let's start with, well, it wasn't chess, I was about to say chess thing, but it
chess was in my story as a second, as a, as a
an yeah, addendum.
As a, like, an addendum, correct. So, yeah, we've got scientists in a station in Antarctica. One reads fast, spoils the endings of books for the other. They get drunk, and a stabbing occurs.
Well, it is the most outrageous way of dealing with anything. It's more than, like, instead of just kind of going, confronting the problem and having it out in an argument even, but going for the stabbing. Was the guy killed? He wasn't, was he? He was just...
No, he's in critical condition. They say he's expected to survive.
Right, okay. So it's not murder.
And it's really funny because I'm watching X-Files again. I started watching.
Oh, nice.
I watched them back in the day when they were on, because they were filmed in Vancouver where I grew up. So it was a thing when I was in high school that, you know, they're filming X-Files at the school or around the corner or at this shop or at someone's house kind of thing. And there was, I'm probably through season one, and there was an episode that I watched literally last night that was similar enough to this story. It was like the movie The Thing. It was set in Alaska on like a science station, and like there's just like a little like wormy thing gets in people's bodies and like turns them crazy, and they start killing each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, and, I sort of remember
Mulder and Scully, or one of them's gonna, you know, one of them's gonna get it kind of thing, and then, yeah, so
and he's gonna have to, you're gonna have to take it out with some pliers.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things. I just think it's high scoring because
it's pure. It's pure idiot. Like it's exactly what we want.
And it also
it's
has
unique
that,
too.
Yes,
it's a very unique story.
It's that isolated tundra that's making people kind of like go mad, and that's just, you know, the more. Jack from The Shining that we have in this list, the better, actually.
Correct.
So that kind of way of irrationally reacting to things is perfect for this list. And it's just, I think there's everything about it, the situation. We haven't had many of these. It's a, you know, this tiny place. It's got to be within.
It's
the
a good story.
Ten.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
I
want to go. Go ahead. You go first.
I'm actually thinking. I just want it to be a top 10 story.
See, you have the benefit of seeing the scorecard because you're on your computer. You've got it. I'm 300 miles away, not with a scorecard. But that's fine. I don't mind that. I don't mind. I've got my score, and I'm not going
to
deviate from my score. It's in my head. I'll write it down.
No,
I don't
have
a pen. I can't write it down.
I think that it is good because I want to make this top 10. Let me just tell you, the top 10, if you are 8.7 at the moment, if you are 8.7. Above 8.7 right now, you're top tenable, right? So I think for that.
Well, why don't I give you my score? I'll give you my score first, then, and then you can do whatever you want with your score if you want to make it so that it averages out high.
I want to clarify. I'm not here to cook the books. I just believe that if you told me that story, I'd go, that's got to be within the top 10, and it feels like that. So
I was honestly without deviating, I was 8.5, which is close.
Ooh, okay.
Now that's up to you.
Now I was going to go 8.9.
There's 8.7 average. That is either spooky
ties.
Or...
Yeah, it ties for 10th place. Well, it doesn't really tie for 10th place. It's there, right? So this is... what should we call this? Spoiler
stabbing.
Simple. Oh, right, now then, next one is Sunshine...
God, fucking drop kicking and shit drop like kicking. That. I mean,
wow, I'm trying to think of an alliteration for it. And it's drop kicking kung fu specialisms. What were you thinking? It's one of those stories. It's only going to ever happen once. A kung fu display on a beach.
The visuals of yours. I don't know why. This is what I'm visualizing. Okay, the dinghy, like full tilt, like motors going. Everybody's in tuxedos on the dinghy. Every single one of them, they're in tuxedos, right? They don't even, like, they get within 20 feet of shore and they're just jumping off. There's ladies, like, in, like, ball gowns and stuff like that. Dudes in tuxedos. The
it's
locals
the
are there.
'20s.
Yeah. There's people on the beach just having a, they're playing volleyball and, like, Beach Boys music on in the background. Yes. And then they just come together, like Braveheart, the two sides just come together. And there's, like, then the guy just flies with a drop kick. The visuals are just, it's probably nothing like, I'm not going to watch the video because I don't want to spoil it in my head.
You will spoil it.
God, it's I mean.
I think it's.
Chaos, absolute chaos.
You're right.
I like this story better than my story. I'm going 8.9.
I was going to go 9 for this one. So
there we go.
8.95.
Wow. 8.95. It's a strong episode.
Yeah. And that was also, that is also a tire. This is quiz show cheat. This is Major Ingram territory. This, which it feels like that. It's only going to happen once. So, Sunshine.
Shaolin. You go Shaolin.
Oh, that's brilliant!
I don't know how you spell it. Shaolin.
Aolin. Sunshine like Shaolin. That is absolutely brilliant.
We love alliteration here.
Yeah, it just makes sense. I mean, we always say the important bit is not what they call. It's just a way for us to remember. So, 8.95. It is, you're right. It's a high-scoring episode. We've done that a couple of times this this run. Right, okay. So, let me just predict next week. Stutter T.
Ding, 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 yeah. Ding.
That's it. Drop me pen. Right. Okay.
This is a long episode, so apologies if you're listening to this on your commute or you get sick of us after 15 minutes or whatever. So this was a bit of a longie, but we're just catching up. We haven't seen each other in probably a month almost now, I think.
It's about that, isn't it? Yeah. Well, probably longer because I was away for 3 weeks. But back that we're back now. So glad that we I'm back that we're back.
I'm glad we're back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, okay. So, any other business before we wrap things up?
Off you pop.
Oh, off you pop too.
Thanks, everybody.
Ta-ra.
Bye. What a bunch of idiots.